We're living in the fifth dimensional consciousness where we are creating our reality faster than we can imagine. And 95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious programming. Imagine how your life will be when that 95% subconscious programming is set to attract, manifest, and create everything you desire. Would you like help to change yours? Join Tamara Oviatt in Living in Fifth Dimensional Consciousness here on OM Times every week, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming process that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Join her now for Living in the Fifth Dimensional Consciousness.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I have a guest here. Her name's Kat, and she's absolutely amazing lady. And we're going to be helping her today. I call this a public-private session because she has agreed to come on and get worked on and for me to be able to share this publicly with you so that you can also get this help. She has breast cancer, I guess I would say. And we're going to work on that today to help her clear that and clear the reasons she has it and clear the reasons why she's continually having to fight this and the fight to survive. So if you're dealing with anything like that in your life, it doesn't have to be in the same location, but anywhere in your body, anywhere in your life, anywhere in your world, definitely stay tuned today. And we're going to help you shift this energy out for yourself also. Thank you. I want to introduce Kat now. Kat, thank you so much for joining us. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Kat Doherty. I found Tamara years ago through some mutual friends, and I've been on breast cancer twice in my life and this healing journey for a long time. And I'm feeling no fear with all these activations and all the support and knowing that I can heal and I can help others heal.
Thank you. And so what happened in your life when this first started happening to you?
I went through a breakup and trauma. I went through a breakup and loss and a lot of trauma with that. And that's when I first started getting really sick. Before that, I was born preemie and I had to deal with heart things and other health things in my life that I was always, you know, trying to figure out. And then after this, it just put me into the loss and the stress and you know, having to start.
So
over.
You were a preemie. How much did you weigh and how early were you?
I was 2 months early. I weighed under 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you've mm-hmm. always had the issue of having to struggle to survive.
Yes. Yes.
And then what else was going on in your life when you were young?
Parents divorced and having to, you know, lose homes again, relocate. That's happened a lot in my life.
How old were you when your parents divorced?
Probably like 10.
And what happened with that? Did you have to go live with your dad or go live with your mom?
I had to go live with my mom and we moved into a small town. From that, I went from the big city to a small town in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And were you able to see your dad or did you see your dad often?
I did, but not as much as I wanted.
Yeah. Were you closer to your father than you were to your mother?
Yes.
Okay. And how was your relationship with your mother?
It wasn't good. It's better now, but we didn't get along.
Okay. And your relationship with your father was good and you spent time with him.
Yes.
Okay. But not a lot.
No, but he had his own. He had a lot of traumas too. We had a lot of things parallel with traumas and health. And
Good. Share that with me.
He's had heart attacks and cancer and homeless. And I've had some of those things too. And motorcycle wreck where he got a brain injury. And so he was always in conflict and trauma and drama. And
okay.
Definitely a trauma. We were close. My grandfather died when I was 6 months old and saw me right before that and told my dad to always take care of me. So we had that bond.
So you had you guys had that bond of him being responsible for you and taking care mm-hmm. of you, and you had that bond back to him where you were parallel going through instances that he was going through?
Yes.
All right. And you said you had a heart attack also?
Oh, I didn't. He's had, sorry, I had the heart surgery.
Heart surgery. Why did you have heart mm-hmm. surgery?
From the being born preemie, there was a valve they had to repair that didn't.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you had the heart surgery when you were an infant then?
And no, not till I was 15. They thought it would repair itself. So I got sick later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. And then how long ago, your breakup was 8 years ago, before the cancer started, or what happened?
No, it's been more like 12 or 13 years now, but I started getting sick after the breakup though. I had other tumors that weren't cancerous and other health anemia and other health issues going on before the breast cancer. So.
Okay. I mean, cause we know that our emotions create our sicknesses
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like there was a lot of trauma there from your family.
Yes.
And from the breakup. I know breakups can be difficult.
Yeah. And he would call me for years afterwards until finally detached from that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you broke up with him?
Oh, no. He broke up with me. I had moved to North Carolina and I had to leave and I came back to Oregon from there in California. I had to leave, but he would still call me and try to keep that attachment.
Yeah. Okay.
I left everything. So I lost everything pretty much and had to start over.
Yeah. I've done that a few times.
Cause it had gotten, it was very toxic, So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations on leaving and having those healthy boundaries to actually leave state and take care of yourself.
Yeah. I guess that's really good. When I left, it might not be for good, but that's what happened. It was for good.
Yeah. Well, if it was toxic, I mean, that's definitely the best thing you could have done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you had a relationship since then?
I've tried, but none of them have been nothing serious.
Why?
I've ended up attracting emotionally unavailable men or toxic men or
the same type of men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm really happy you're sharing this with me because this mm-hmm. we're gonna help you today. There's new areas here that I've never worked on with you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to hear this. Because we can go deep into that. And I've also was told to go into your timeline. So we'll be doing a guided meditation also so that anybody else that's listening can go into their timeline and their past. And we're going to be pulling past lives and traumas that no longer serve us and replacing them with a positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things we're going to be doing today. And I'm also going to be running a bunch of activations on you, of course, to shift these out. And if you're joining me for the first time, I wanted to let you know a little bit about what I'm going to be doing. I connect with source energy. I hear what activations is needed. The activations were all given to me by God, source energy, by different angels and masters came to me and taught me. I traveled for 8 years learning and growing and expanding and shifting myself and you know, thousands of people on the way. So just listening to this is going to help you shift a lot. And we call it metaprogramming the human biocomputer because it changes the subconscious belief systems. But this energy, these activations and deactivations are intelligent. They keep working for you and with you for days, even months. So they keep shifting your energy field and your belief systems, where life just starts getting easier and better. So I wanted to explain that to you before we get started. And Kat, is there anything else you want to share with me on what's been going on, what your struggles are now and in your future and what you're afraid of?
I'm doing better, but I'm still like I'm on disability and in a low income, small apartment. So and my parents have been on the same thing. So there's a fear of like being stuck with that, being stuck in that. Just like my parents, you know, I know that I can get out of that, but there's a little bit of, like, I needed help and I'm glad to have the help and the place to live. There's times when I didn't, but I know that I want more. I want more and I deserve more. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We all deserve more. Mm-hmm. And are you taking time every day to create things and focus on things you desire to create in your life?
I started painting and I've always wanted to and never thought I could draw or do it. And I'm loving that a lot.
Good.
I've been going out to the lake a lot. We're having fires and heat. So I've been going out to the lake and it's been really nice. Water. I love water. And I'm going to the ocean next week.
Good. Where are you going to the ocean in Oregon?
Seaside. I'd like to be somewhere warmer, but seaside.
Nice.
I'm gonna go to seaside.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ocean time is so important, I believe.
Yeah, it's been too long. I love the ocean.
It is for me anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. So what else do you have to look forward to in your future?
I'm hoping I've been feeling better in my body, feeling good in my body, getting to travel, hopefully having love, more love for myself and finding that right relationship in the future.
Good. Mm-hmm. Having plans for the future is so important. Mm-hmm. And having plans for the now and doing something for ourselves, like painting, you're painting and drawing. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. My sister is a tattoo artist, an artist. So I always used to compare myself like, oh, I can't draw. I can't do that. But yeah, I just started doing it and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be. It's perfectly imperfect.
It doesn't matter. I know I started painting again. And I was, you know, judging myself on it. I'm painting. Mm-hmm. I've got a painting back here. I'm doing, it's kind of weird. That will be the key of life at some point, but, but just having fun with it and enjoying yourself and that energy you get where you just really get to get inside and connect to yourself when you're doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a beautiful connection. And a lot of us are always outside of ourselves. We're always busy with everything going around and we don't spend time with ourselves, nourishing ourselves. Like with painting, that's what you're doing. So congratulations. That's great. I know you look a lot better. I've seen your energy has shifted so much and I'm so thankful for that and so excited for you. I really see a beautiful future for you. So I want to help you do some shifts. And we're going to start with, and it's so important, everybody, is to, you know, your childhood stuff, your childhood traumas. So first thing I'm going to do is we're going to connect into the hospital and the surgery and what the doctors were saying and that trauma and the trauma of being a preemie. And why were you a preemie? Why did you want to come in so early? What was that?
A Libra? I don't know. I don't know my hairy was.
Yeah, I'm a Libra too. When's your birthday? You're October, aren't you? 16th.
October 16th.
Okay, yeah, I'm in September. I'm barely a Libra.
Yes, I knew that. And I've seen the change in you and how fast these activations go. Because I think early on, when I first started doing them, they would be, you know, longer. You could just do a couple at a time. And took longer to integrate. And I see a change in you and you getting married. That's so amazing.
I know, I'm getting married next Saturday. after I do a webinar,
which is amazing too.
Oh my God. Yeah. So funny. Thank you for sharing that with me. Cause you don't realize how much you change until you sit down and think about things and you're like, wow, I really shifted. I'm really different.
Yeah. And I used to not want to talk. It's still hard for me to talk on video sometimes, but not want to talk at all. Just keep it all in. So no, getting brave on that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing with everybody. Cause you know, there's a lot of people that don't talk. There's a lot of people that don't reach out. There's a lot of people that don't express that.
Yeah.
And so you doing this, you're helping so many people.
I'm here for that. I'm still here for that. I know that.
Yeah. And for you, of course, you know, so let's start working. What I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start doing activations, you guys. And when I do activations, Kat knows this, I'm going to get quiet. And since we're on radio and TV here, so you know I'm still here, I'm going to say something, you know, every minute or something, so you know I just haven't blacked out here. I am here, and I'm going to continue working. And just whatever touches you when you hear that, just allow it. You can't do this wrong. You just have to listen to it. It's all you have to do, and it starts doing its work. So in any way, any of this is parallel or connects with what you're going through, it's also going to help you clear that out. And we're going to start with 0 to 7. And 0 to 7 means 0 to 7, from birth to age 7, really to conception to age 7. So I'm going to get started here, and I'm just going to say these activations are deactivations as they come in and as I hear what to bring in. So here we go. So if you're listening, you know, in your car or something, pull over. Don't do this while you're driving, you know, and or listen to it later when you've stopped. But just go inside. And it's easier if you close your eyes. At least I've seen with people, when they close their eyes, they're able to relax more. And they don't have all that, all the distractions from the outside world going in. So just going into your heart, and we're clearing the energies of 0 to 7. Also adding in free your genetics. Post-traumatic stress, trauma, anger and resentment, family constellations, inner child, healthy boundaries. God hates us all. Survival's a struggle. Angry boundaries. Okay, guys, we still have a lot to do. So before I move forward, let's go ahead and take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue. And right now, just put your energy into Mother Earth and connect into Mother Earth's energy and relax for a moment. And we'll be back in just a few moments to continue this. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life: money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes, walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, I want to start with a process that I call timelines and parallel universes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little guided meditation for you. And I'm going to be doing this with Kate also. And I'm going to be looking at Kate's timeline also at the same time and pulling out these traumas that keep repeating in her timelines. And then we're going to replace them with a positive energy. Sometimes we're pulling out a whole complete past life scenario and then replacing the whole past life with a more positive past life. It could be the same past life, because you know, or could have heard that when you're going along your path and you have a huge decision to make, sometimes part of you goes this way and part of you goes this way, and your soul experiences both, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when you go back on your timeline, and if you had that negative experience in your programming for this lifetime, you can actually replace the whole program and upgrade it with what happened instead. You know, so here's the split. Okay, so I have this trauma that happened in my past life, and going back and healing it and healing it and healing it and healing this area and that area and this area and that area. Guess what? We don't have to do that. We can remove the whole program. And then I ask, okay, what happened instead? Or what was the other experience? And then you see that lifetime, and then you plug that in, right? So then what happens in your timeline is it just starts moving really easy and forward, and all these energies just shift, and you no longer have to go back and look at that timeline or that lifetime over and over and over again, because it no longer exists. And then when this happened to me the first time, like 5 years ago, God told me like a month later, look at your past lives, Tamara. And I can just look back and see them and see the programs. And every single one of my negative past lives that was in that timeline had all shifted. So it was the same people, the same players, the same actors in the lifetime, but it was a positive experience instead of a negative experience. And it totally shifted everything. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm able to get married next week. Because of clearing out those lifetimes of major traumas. And so it's opened me up to come with the love of my life and for us to get married. And I'm really excited about that. So I want to do this experience with you guys. Just go to your heart. And just breathe in and out. And I invite you to travel back on your timeline. Just breathing in and out, traveling to a lifetime that has given you conflict in this lifetime. Looking at that lifetime, just being over it. You don't have to be in it. And ask what the alternative experience is. Okay, we're bringing in that positive experience. All the other programs are being erased. Bringing in the positive experience. Bringing in that peace, love, joy, and happiness. Taking in a nice, big, deep breath. Clearing your future timeline. They're in the fear of the future. They're in the need to be sick, to be taken care of. In the fear of taking care of yourself. Any future fears of what are you going to do if you no longer have this? The sickness becomes our friend. What do? If you don't put all your energy into that, fighting that, clearing all of that energy. Clearing the energies of self-sacrifice. Self-loathing. The energy of what's the use? Attention through sickness. Fear of rejection. Can anywhere you hurt in your body or anything that's going on within you, I invite you to put your hand in that location, wherever that is. You can move your hand around from spot to spot if you would like. Also want to run the Tree of Life activation. Okay, I also want to run polar opposites for those thoughts that continue running in your head. You know what they are. Think about them. Let's erase them. This actually erases these neuron lines. Because the more you think about them, the neuron lines get wider and wider like a river. So shrink them up to a stream where they completely just go dry. And you don't even remember ever thinking about them again. Okay, bringing your energy into Mother Earth. Now this integration is going to be happening over the next couple days, next couple weeks. This is even going to continue shifting you for the next couple months. And it's like a spiral. It continues to transform and expand. If you can, come back and listen to this in like another 30 days. And you'll notice how much you've changed and how much different you are in those different levels. You're shifting. And what we did today, I mean, we worked on your genetics. We worked on your family relationships. We worked on your childhood and really coming in as a preemie. And I asked you why you came in so early. And you said the last times you tried to become full term that you never made it. And so you wanted to make it this time. I don't know if your mother was having miscarriages or it was another someone else that you were being born through.
Ah, she did before me, I think. And yeah. I did too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that makes sense. So I brought the energy in of a full term baby into your energy field. So you're feeling more whole. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And we cleared the trauma from the surgery and your relationships and stuff like that. So that, you know, you'll in that rejection and having to, you know, create things like your parents to bond. And and we worked on all of that kind of stuff today with all those activations that we did. They'll just keep shifting you. But it was really beautiful seeing you come in as a full term baby. It's like, oh, wow, that's interesting. OK, I guess we can do that, you know.
Yes. And then I probably from there not feeling complete my whole life with not going full term and not and having all these health things my whole life that made me not feel whole. You know, I think that definitely.
Yeah. So huge. Hopefully now you're going to be. Yeah. So hopefully now you're going to be feeling whole. I mean, do your art, do you? I mean, that's so important. It's so important to have something to look forward to, you know. Make sure you write in a journal. You know, you hear me say this all the time.
I haven't been doing that so much. So yes.
Make sure you write in a journal, exciting things you want to do.
Okay. There's lots of them.
Good. Yeah. Good, write them down. You know, they call it spelling, right? It's spelling. So, yeah, write it down. Again, Kat, I'm sending you so much love. You're such an amazing, wonderful, lovely person. You really are.
Thank you so much. And this is really, it does help me. Doing all the classes and having this extra support does really help. And there's been lots of times where I've felt horrible. I still get up and I still do this thing. And I'm finally starting to feel, I feel a difference. I feel like I can smile and can be happy no matter what's going on.
Yeah. It's been a big shift in you. You look good, honey.
Thank you.
You really do. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. I mean, seriously, that takes a lot to do this publicly and allow people to hear and see you do this and go through this process. It's very brave and I really appreciate it because you're going to help a lot of people. Plus, of course, yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so worth it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. The process we did today, we did like 20 activations. And today, and they'll keep working with you for whatever you're going through. Can you go ahead and mute your line, Kat, because we're getting feedback from you. Thank you. And coming up is the Empowered Healers. We're starting with a free class, and it's 7 weeks total. And the first one is completely and totally free. So you can come in and have those experiences. And I'll be doing a lot of sacred activations to help you shift your life and to get in your power so that you can show up, so that you can help yourself and that you can help others. So that's what the Empowered Healers program is all about. That's coming up really soon on September 10th. And it will be at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm getting married that same day. Can you believe I put all that on my flight? Because I was like, we were going to get married on the 10th. And then it was too much was going on. It's like, Mike, this is just too much. Let's just do it later. You know, because we just plan on having a little ceremony on the beach in our yard because we live in the Yucatan on the beach, which is really incredible. So my niece and my nephew scheduled to come in. And then so I told my team to go ahead and schedule the Empowered Healers. They put it on the 10th. And then a couple days ago, I'm all, Mike, let's just get married on the 10th. Let's just get this over with. And he's like, whatever you want to do, honey, because we could have planned for 6 months, but me, oh no. We got a couple days to plan and get everything done. It's pretty funny. So I'm excited about that. And I'm actually really happy that I'm busy in the morning doing a webinar because I get nervous with stuff like that. So that'll keep me busy before I get married. And we're just going to have some, you know, like 20 people, and we're going to barbecue and have a few drinks and maybe go for a swim or dance. I don't know. I'm going to try to get a mariachi band. But anyways, you guys, you know, this is what I'm all about. And that's what the show is all about, is connecting with you, touching with you, and helping you realize that you are the creator of your life. You do have the power to make changes. You do deserve a happy life. You deserve happiness. You deserve joy. There's no reason why we should be suffering. Learning through suffering is very difficult. And learning through joy and happiness is so much more fun. You heard Kat say that I've changed a lot. She's been around for me for, God, I don't know, 6-7 years now. And I have changed a lot. And it's because of this work. It's because of these activations, this metaprogramming that I get to do. I didn't create this, you guys. It was given to me. I was dragged through my awakening because I didn't believe in any of this. I was dragged. And I'm so thankful I listened. I really am. I mean, I did a lot of arguing, a lot of fighting through all of this. I've learned not to argue or fight when spirit tells me to do something now. I'm a lot better than I used to be anyways. But so that's what we're all about. The next show we have coming up, we have Tariff coming on. He's really amazing, absolutely amazing. He's been a psychic healer since he's 6. after near-death experience. He actually held his hand over a crystal and it came out of the ground. Okay. And he has this bowl that I've seen it because I've gone to his events in Glastonbury, England. He has this bowl that constantly creates oil. The sacred oil is produced out of, I think, a rock or something in the bowl. I don't remember. But he constantly has oil, and then you can take some of it home. So he's really, really incredible. Really nice man. I love his bio. He says, "I'm not your guru." Exactly. None of us are your gurus. And if we're pretending to be gurus, we're pretending, because we're all in this together. And what I'm all about is tipping the scale to world peace. And the only way to get there is through you, and for our own healing. And that's why we're here. We're playing this game. We're waking up. We're learning. And it's important not to fear the future, not to be afraid, and to be in peace. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you so much, Kat, for being here. I think you're an absolutely lovely person. I love seeing the smile on your face. You look fantastic. I mean, seriously, you look really, really good. And I know you're going to be around for many, many more years around. So again, thank you so much. Thank you, Om. And have a beautiful, beautiful day until I see you next time. Bye.
The past.